Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I went to Loyola High School and Loyola College as well, so I'd heard that he had a reputation of being brusque. So when I first met him at Aldo's, and I recognized him, and he was surprised that I recognized him because he had to have surgery to remove his Coke bottle glasses that he referred to him as. And he said, "How did you recognize me? I had this surgery." And I said, "Well, you're Tom effing Clancy." And there was a moment's pause, and then he and his wife bursted out with laughter. And ever since that moment, we always had a great rapport. And I never saw anything that he was brusque or anything like that. But, you know, to the extent that he might have been with other people, it occurred to me that maybe he knew he'd only lived 66 years and that he didn't have the time to waste to suffer fools. So it was an interesting, very interesting to get to know him.
Here's Sergio Vitale, owner of Aldo's Restaurante in Baltimore, commenting on the passing of one of his best customers, best-selling author Tom Clancy. Tom Clancy's death, number 10 this week on our Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're going to go through, over the next hour, the top 10 items in talk radio for the week of September 30th through October 4th, 2013. Doug Steffen here. Thank you for joining us. Thanks to the folks at Talkers.com who helped us put together all this information this week to review Tom Clancy in the number 10 spot. Number 9 is what's going on in Syria. Here's Jenna Lee talking to national security analyst Peter Brooks. Brooks believes that even without the chemical weapons, the worst is yet to come, perhaps, in Syria.
You know, we were led to believe that the chemical weapons attack was the bottom of the barrel, so to say. This was the worst of the worst that could happen. But you say in your piece that the worst may be yet to come. Why?
Yeah. Well, I was bothered by the fact that people were kind of distracted by the chemical weapons deal. I mean, it's great that we're getting chemical weapons out of there, if we can actually do it. It's good that they wouldn't fall into terrorist hands. But the killing continues. There's no. In fact, the Assad regime picked up the pace of the war after the chemical weapons deal was cut. Plus, you have the rebels on the other side that are not only trying to fight the Assad regime, they're fighting each other. And the poor civilians are caught in the middle. We already have 100,000 dead. 2 million refugees are living outside of Syria today, and many, many more people in distress. So we have no Syria policy. It's still a mess, and we shouldn't let the chemical weapons deal make us feel good that things are better in Syria.
Go back to the point that you're making about no broader policy in Syria. It's the question that you end in your article, so I'd like you to take us forward beyond it. What's our plan for the rest of it? You know, what is our plan for Syria overall? What should be the game plan?
Well, there's not many good choices left, unfortunately, Jenna, because we waited so long. That Washington Post article, you know, came out at a very interesting, because the fact of the matter is their assessment, now I'm not sure this is the government's assessment, but they say the government's assessment is they're trying to help the moderate groups not to win, but just to force a stalemate that will force a political solution. I mean, Syria is important to the United States. It's an ally of Iran. I mean, it's a friend of Hezbollah. It's a state sponsor of terrorism. And my sense is that we just don't have a comprehensive policy for dealing with the trouble there, besides the whole humanitarian disaster and the chemical weapons. I mean, we really should have had a plan for a long time. Now we don't have a lot of good choices. I've been calling, and my colleagues have been calling, for us to have developed a moderate secular force that could have supported American interests in Syria years ago. And this Washington Post article is deeply concerning.
Let me just read the line that you're mentioning, because it definitely stood out to me as well, Peter. The CIA's mission, officials said, has been defined by the White House's desire to seek a political settlement. So some might say, though, Peter, we've had this discussion on our show, that chaos is good for us. Let them continue fighting, because then we don't have to get involved. I mean, that is one of the opinions out there. Why do you disagree with that? That chaos is not good for us.
Well, I'm worried about the rise of the Islamists. I'm worried about the rise of the terror groups, this Islamic State of Iraq and Syria called ISIS. It goes by some other names as well. These are al-Qaeda affiliates. And I worry about the lawlessness and the chaos and the ungoverned places that where these guys can plan, train, and operate. Now, if they win, I mean, I think there's a chance they could win. They could take over Damascus. That's not good for us. It's not good for our friends in the region, Israel, Jordan, Turkey. Now, what happens if the Assad regime wins? Mm-hmm. You know, you're going to get a group there that's a state sponsor of terrorism and is likely to go back to trying to get nuclear weapons. Remember, they had a nuclear program that was being built by the North Koreans until 2007 when the Israelis took it out. I mean, we have American interests in this part of the world. You know, Jenna, the president talks about pivoting to the Pacific. Well, he can't get out of the Middle East because we have so many interests there. And we have to have a policy and plans for advancing and protecting American interests in that part of the world.
Up next on the countdown, the saga of Michael Jackson continues, a road rage story that, if you haven't heard yet, will chill your blood, and the financial markets reacting to what's going on with the government shutdown. That's coming up next year on The Countdown.
Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep because someone broke into her apartment and stole all her sheep, not to mention a 50-inch flat-screen TV. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped her with renter's insurance, and she got full replacement. She has since trained her sheep to do voice impressions of various attack dogs, and now feels very safe. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Okay. New kid, here's your company phone. I've pre-programmed it with every number you need in life. The first one's my personal number. Never call it, ever. The second one is 1-800-GRANGER. Use it for everything else. Any problem you have, they can help. I've also loaded the Grainger app for you. You can download it for free, tippy-tap, on the spot. Your solution is on its way. Grainger, get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
I try to put myself out there, but it seems they're all the same, just telling me what I want to hear.
Don't fret. You can find your car insurance soulmate. It's easy at Geico.com. You can pay your bill, manage your policy, and you could even save some major cash. If we could reach through the computer to pull your chair out for you and give you a kiss on the hand, we would. Because you deserve to be in a happy, healthy car insurance relationship. That's what life is all about. For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here. Happy to be at the helm with our review from number 10 to number 1. At the number 8 slot on the countdown is the Michael Jackson trial. Here's host Warren Pierce talking to legal analyst Ben Johnson. They talk about the verdict that came down this week, which found the concert promoter not liable in the death of Jackson.
Any surprise whatsoever after 5 months in the family wanting over $1 billion from AEG Live as a result of them hiring this doctor who then injected him with this propofol and caused his death?
Yes, obviously it was somewhat of a surprise that a case that goes to trial for that long. And you certainly, we all know how bad of a doctor Dr. Murray was. He's still sitting in the L.A. County Jail, apparently up, scheduled to get out of jail in about 26 days. But that really was not the issue in this case. It's exactly how you frame the issue. It's did they know, did AEG know when Dr. Murray was hired that he was going to, if you will, be a negligent doctor and ultimately give Michael propofol? And the overwhelming majority of the evidence allegedly was that Michael actually hired Murray. It was his money that paid Murray, and he was the one that chose Murray. And ultimately, again, what was shown was that Michael, if he didn't get the drugs that he wanted, Michael would fire doctor after doctor until he did. And that's obviously just so tragic for the family to have gone through such a long emotional trial, and then to be told there's no negligence, it's just got to be getting devastated to the Jackson family.
And what about the damages the Jackson family lawyers were asking for? It was suggested in court documents that damages could exceed $1 billion if, in fact, AEG Live was found to be liable.
Correct. What happened, Warren, is again, AEG was being blamed if they hired and negligently supervised Dr. Murray, then they are, in fact, partially responsible for his actions and, therefore, Michael's death. And so the claim was that the concert tour, which everybody, we all understood, this was Michael's huge comeback tour, after so much negative publicity for years with all of his other trials and tribulations. So, the financial gurus were going completely crazy on where Michael's future could go. And as you can imagine, that was hotly disputed by the defense, the AEG folks.
The New York City road rage case, number 7 on the countdown. Here are host Carrie Dozer and Mike Russell talking to their callers about this group of bikers that chased an SUV, dragged the driver out, and beat him.
Of course, talking about the driver, the Range Rover driver in New York City, who was captured on video running over the motorcycle driver because he said, look, I was being chased. I had to get out of there. And I got to say, I think I'd feel threatened, too.
I would, too. And I agree with you. We have a responsibility as parents to protect our children, and instinct takes over.
Yeah.
And you do what you got to do.
Hey, what's going on? It's Ed in Phoenix. Here's the problem with the motorcycle riders and the Range Rover driver. The Range Rover driver would have been justified if he hadn't left the scene of the accident. That's what I have a problem with. I ride as well, and there's just no respect. He rammed the guy over. He didn't stop. I believe if he had stopped, the situation wouldn't have turned out where he would have gotten beaten down. That's my take.
Okay, Dave, I think the family's saying he that's when he felt threatened.
Right.
So the whole time. So he did flee because he felt threatened. That's his defense.
Right. He ran over the guy, not to run over that one guy. He ran over that guy because he was fleeing. He was getting way, way out of there.
Yeah. I get it. It looks really bad.
It does.
You got to feel for that family of the guy who's, you know, may never walk again.
If you're going to hit somebody that's riding a motorcycle or any vehicle, you stop and pull over and see if that person's okay. You don't just keep going and run a bunch of other people over and hurt people. That's just uncalled for, not right.
Jacob, you know what? I get that. And under normal circumstances, like when I was growing up, that's what you did. We've seen so many stories, though, where crowds get out of control and people get hurt, and there wasn't any time to call. Police arrived to find 2 dead bodies. What do you do then?
Financial market activity in the wake of the government shutdown, number 6 on the countdown, host Steve Leader and Rebecca Marshall talking to financial analyst Jill Schlesinger about how the shutdown has affected the markets.
What's this going to look like? Who's not going to be working tomorrow?
It's like a double whammy. Not only are you not going to be working, but you're deemed non-essential. It's like, oh my God, really? I'm not even an essential? So it's about a third of the workforce. And, you know, what's interesting is that there's a lot of people that are affected by this. If it's just a short-term shutdown, it's not going to be a huge economic impact. It just isn't. You know, if we wake up tomorrow, the government's closed, but we're open for business on Thursday morning, okay, everyone breathe a nice sigh of relief. If this goes on for weeks, this could have a significant impact. Analysts are telling me, some guys over at Morgan Stanley just said to me that they are predicting that for every week the government is shut down, it will shave 0.15% off the nation's growth rate. You know, we're only growing by 2 or 2.5% on an annualized basis. So if we're shut down for a month and 0.5% of growth just disappears, that would be very bad.
Yeah, and do you think this will affect the Affordable Care Exchange that's supposed to be operational tomorrow?
And, you know, oddly enough, the effect is for things that are not funded. So the Affordable Care Act is a funded program of the government's. And so, therefore, the marketplace is open tomorrow morning. So that means that if you are somebody who is not covered by insurance, this is really important. Your company doesn't give you insurance. You're not on Medicare or Medicaid, or your kid's not on CHIP, or you don't have some COBRA coverage. If you are a U.S. citizen and you don't have insurance, you go to healthcare.gov tomorrow morning and you start shopping for insurance. You can enroll anytime starting tomorrow up until the end of the first quarter, March 31st, and it's effective for the first of the year.
Up next on the countdown, climate change, the weather this weekend, Iran, all on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Oh.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Welcome back to our weekly talk radio review. I'm Doug Steffen. Number five this week on the countdown is the climate change report that came from a body at the UN. Here's host Jay Weber, who thinks the UN's climate change report is bunk.
The report concludes that these, quote, scientists, and we do have to put them in quotes now, there's no doubt about it. It concludes these scientists are 95% certain, they're more certain than ever, that catastrophic climate change is occurring. The report completely ignores the fact that the climate has not warmed, the planet has not warmed in the past 17 years. Instead, they just say, well, yeah, that heat has been trapped in down below the ocean. Some nonsense. And they dismiss it. Instead, they double down on the narrative. They ignore the myriad failed predictions that they have made for the past 15 years. Not more hurricanes, fewer. I mean, you know the list. Not more tornadoes, fewer. The polar ice caps didn't melt. They grew, et cetera, et cetera. You know the list. So despite all physical evidence that they were and are just wrong, we get pieces like this from the UK Guardian. No more denial. Time to act on climate change. Our leaders must set the climate change naysayers to one side and confront imminent catastrophe, the Guardian says. What would happen if humanity discovered tomorrow that there was an asteroid on a collision course with Earth, one that would bring calamity on a precise date several decades in the future? An event like that would surely galvanize the planet. Every scientist, engineer, university, and business leader would be enlisted to find ways to deflect the errant asteroid and help our species survive. Well, humanity now finds itself facing just such a global catastrophe, except there's no specific date for our meeting with destiny, and there's no asteroid. The problem is we face the threat of man-made and insidious global warming. It's every bit as dangerous as an asteroid impacting the Earth. And it continues like this for pages and pages. Well, hand-wringing over evidence that isn't there. Theories tossed out by people who can virtually all of them be linked to eco-nut groups and funding sources that motivate them to keep pushing this myth.
Number four in the item list on the countdown, what's happening in Iran? Or what are our relationships with Iran like? What's Iran supposed to be doing? Talk host Jane Foy with another correspondent from CBS named Pamela Falk. They discuss the reaction to what Iran has had to say at the UN about seemingly trying to get along.
Benjamin Netanyahu was having none of it from the touchy-feely kind of attitude that Iran's president was displaying or demonstrating at the UN.
Yes, nothing was really changed. Some Jewish groups felt that it was a missed opportunity because the rhetoric had changed so much between Hassan Rouhani and the previous Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. But Netanyahu made a point, I mean, his point was that the new president is a wolf in sheep's clothing and the old was a wolf in wolf's clothing. And he felt it was all insincere, that they're just trying to buy time.
And that his belief is that they're still developing a nuclear weapon when it all comes down to it.
Yeah, he sort of gave chapter and verse on Rouhani himself as the nuclear negotiator for Iran, what he said in the past, which is, oh, we're being very quiet about it, but in fact we're developing all these nuclear facilities for weapons. And Netanyahu said quite bluntly, I wish I could trust him, but I don't. I wish we could have diplomacy, but you better distrust, dismantle, and verify is what he said.
Iran, the fourth most talked about item this week here on our Talk Radio Countdown show. Let's recap where we are, at least to this point in the countdown. The death of Tom Clancy, reporting in at number 10. Syria and what's happening over there, reporting in at number 9 in the countdown. Michael Jackson trial and the verdict, reporting in at number 8. New York City road rage case, reporting in at number 7 on the countdown. Activity in the financial markets, reporting in at number 6. Climate change reports in at number 5 on the countdown. Iran is number 4 this week. So that will leave us with 3 items to discuss or present to you. Have them for you next year on the countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Turn your food waste into fertilizer. That's right. Turn your food waste into fertilizer with the Bokashi Kits from Terraganics.com. Stop breaking your back turning those big piles of food waste and stop attracting a bunch of unwanted pests and flies. Recycle your leftover vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, bread, pizza crusts, and more with no foul smells, heavy lifting, or turning. It's easy. Finally, a way to recycle all of your food waste safely and effectively. Bokashi Kits turn food waste into fertilizer in as fast as 2 weeks, so it takes less time to create nutrient-rich humus for your garden or crops. No turning and no obnoxious odors. Recycle all your food wastes. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. See the Bokashi system and order your Bokashi kit online at Terraganics.com. Spelled TERRAGANIX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call 866 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome back to our Talk Radio Review. It's the Countdown Show for the week of September 30th through October the 4th. The items in the world of news and conversation about the news. We're at number 3, the shooting at the U.S. Capitol. Here's host Rick Sanchez talking to reporter Doug Parrish, who was on the scene in Washington when the event with the woman from Connecticut took place.
What was it like? What do you know?
We're breathing kind of a sigh of relief here this afternoon. Uh-huh. Thankfully, this did end rather quickly, so that was good news. So, you've heard how this started. This woman tries to ram a gate near the White House,
mm-hmm.
and then a police chase starts.
Motive unknown, by the way, still, right?
Right. We don't know why she did this. So a police chase starts down Pennsylvania Avenue. If you're familiar with the layout of downtown Washington, Pennsylvania Avenue kind of runs in between the White House and the Capitol.
Mm-hmm.
It's about 2 miles in between, I would say, maybe a mile, mile and a half. The chase ends outside of the Capitol.
Mm-hmm.
We heard before from U.S. Capitol Police, because there were earlier reports that a Capitol Police officer had been shot. Mm-hmm. Well, that didn't happen, thankfully, but the U.S. Capitol Police officer was hit by the car.
Mm-hmm.
So this police officer was injured, and he's doing okay. He's at a hospital. We do know that shots were fired, and we do know that she was shot. U.S. Capitol Police opened fire on her car, which is what they're going to do when one of their officers is hit by a car. They opened fire. She is shot, and she's taken into custody.
But wait, wasn't there a baby in that car?
There was a baby in the back of the car, which makes it even more bizarre.
Ugh.
So was she the mother of this child, a relative? We don't know at this point. When we heard about that there was a baby in the car, that almost makes you want to think that this was some kind of domestic situation.
Yeah.
But then, why would a domestic situation start at the White House and then carry on to the Capitol?
We are looking at a picture right now, pardon me, video right now. You probably saw some of this yourself, but they're showing it on Fox News. The actual chase as it went down, the car is going around in circles. Tell us where that is and do a little play-by-play for us here, if you could.
Well,
oh, my God, look at that. Look at that. So the car is now, they're surrounding the car with their guns, and she, wow.
Yep.
She continues on.
Right now.
Where is that?
That is right outside of the Capitol complex. There's a big fountain, if you're familiar with the fountain that sits in front of the Capitol building.
Damn.
And then she's driving around the circle.
She's
which
going
encircles
fast.
The fountain.
Yeah.
She's going about 80 right there.
Oh, my goodness. Look at all the people and all the cars, and now that cops are chasing her.
Yeah. And it looked like shots were even fired before that even happened. So after that... That chase right there ended. She crashed into a kiosk right outside the Capitol building, and that's when she exits the car, and we're assuming that's when she was shot. These are strange days in Washington, gentlemen.
You're not used to covering this. I mean, the shutdown you can handle, but this chase slash shooting, it's a little weird for you guys who usually cover politics.
Well, you know, and thankfully it ended relatively quickly, so we're definitely breathing a sigh of relief around here.
Here on from a CNN broadcast that was monitored by the producer of the program, Aaron Burnett talked to former FBI Assistant Director Tom Fuentes, who said law enforcement handled the situation absolutely correctly.
This is a moment before the high-speed part of the chase. The officers have the car completely surrounded. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of them at least, all with their guns pointed, and they're right next to the car. How did they not see a one-year-old baby in the car?
Well, you don't know whether they saw the baby at that point. You know, usually when you approach a car outside, you might get a reflection from the sunlight, not be able to see into it. She might have had darkened windows that they couldn't see through either. So you just don't know what they knew or what they saw. They don't really have her boxed in with their police cars because she is able to bang off of one car and actually drive away from that. So they didn't have her completely boxed in to where she couldn't drive away. But the other concern is there possibly explosives in that car? Is she possibly a terrorist bent on driving that car into the White House or into the Capitol?
So is that the fear? Because, you know, because people will say, well, look, I mean, this is horrible, but at the same time, I mean, there was a baby in the car. At this point, we don't know, but multiple sources have told CNN at this point they don't believe that she had a weapon at all. And obviously this ended with her being shot. It seems like what you're saying is, well, that is a fair way for this to have ended, given the situation.
Well, I can tell you, during my 36 years as a sworn law enforcement officer, you're trained not to fire at somebody if there's a possibility that a stray bullet is going to hit somebody that's innocent. In this case, whether it's the child in the car or whether it's the tourist out on the sidewalk, you know, normally you wouldn't do that. However, if there's a possibility it's a terrorist act, and you don't know that, if it's a possibility she has a trunk full of explosives, which you don't know that, she could possibly kill hundreds of people. And at that point, stopping her is the only thing on their mind. Do not let her proceed, if at all possible, because she could kill hundreds of people. And frankly, the one or two people that are in jeopardy have to be compared against possibly hundreds that could be killed.
At number two, the implementation of the new Health Care Act. So we'll talk and listen to people discuss it. Next up, Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air. Doug Steffen here.
Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep because someone broke into her apartment and stole all her sheep, not to mention a 50-inch flat-screen TV. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped her with renter's insurance, and she got full replacement. She has since trained her sheep to do voice impressions of various attack dogs, and now feels very safe. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Okay, new kid. Here's your company phone. I've pre-programmed it with every number you need in life. The first one's my personal number. Never call it. Ever. The second one is 1-800-GRANGER. Use it for everything else. Any problem you have, they can help. I've also loaded the Grainger app for you. You can download it for free. Tippy-tap. On the spot. Your solution is on its way. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at 2beyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or 2beyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
I try to put myself out there, but it seems they're all the same, just telling me what I want to hear.
Don't fret. You can find your car insurance soulmate. It's easy at Geico.com. You can pay your bill, manage your policy, and you could even save some major cash. If we could reach through the computer to pull your chair out for you and give you a kiss on the hand, we would. Because you deserve to be in a happy, healthy car insurance relationship. That's what life is all about. For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
I'm Doug Steffen. We're on the air with our weekly review of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio called The Countdown Show. And at number two, the item that has attracted a lot of attention this week in that position, the implementation of the so-called Affordable Health Care Act. On ABC, Jimmy Kimmel sent one of the members of his staff out onto the street to find out that people don't like Obamacare, but they do like the Affordable Health Care Act.
These government shutdowns have happened before. The last one was in 1996. But the debate on this one is particularly heated because people have such strong opinions about Obamacare. Interestingly, the polls show that most Americans say they don't like Obamacare, but they love what's in it when it all gets broken down. It's like the opposite of a McNugget. So, it's interesting. And when there are complicated issues to study, most people just side with whoever they usually side with. So I decided to conduct an experiment today. We sent a camera crew out on the Hollywood Boulevard to ask people which they thought was better, the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare. Now, as you may know, Obamacare is just the nickname for the Affordable Care Act. They're the same thing. But lo and behold, we found people who did not know that, and that didn't stop them from weighing in on it.
We're talking about health care today, and which plan do you support, Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act?
The Affordable Care Act.
And what is it about Obamacare that you do not like?
I just think that there's a lot of holes in it, and it needs to be revamped. I think
You think the Affordable Care Act is a better plan than Obamacare?
Better, but I'm not happy with that either.
What do you agree with, Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act?
I'm more towards the Affordable Care Act, but I'm also there very sympathetic for people that don't have the ability to have proper medical insurance.
So the Affordable Health Care Act is still a better option than
yes.
Obamacare?
Yes.
And why do you not agree with the Affordable Care Act?
Well, I think it's not really available for all.
So the Affordable Care Act is more affordable than Obamacare?
Just the name says it all.
Right. You would agree with the Affordable Care Act?
Absolutely. I think it's nice that everyone can afford it, and everyone should be able to afford it, but to force people to pay something and then doctors to make something, limiting their ability to do their job, that's kind of anti-American.
Right. So Obamacare is un-American?
I think it's kind of un-American to force people. What if they can't afford it? What if they want more coverage?
And the Affordable Care Act is American.
I think it's more American because it allows people to make their own choices on what they want and who they want to work with.
Do you agree with the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare?
The Affordable.
And why do you prefer the Affordable Care Act over Obamacare?
I just don't agree with the whole Obamacare policy thing that's going on. I just don't agree with it.
And do you believe that an informed citizenry is essential to a democracy?
Yes.
So you disagree with Obamacare?
Yes, I do.
Do you think insurance companies should be able to exclude people with pre-existing conditions?
No.
Do you agree that young people should be able to stay on their parents' plans until they are 26?
They should be able to, yes.
Do you agree that companies with 50 or more employees should provide health care?
I do.
And so by that logic, you would be for the Affordable Care Act?
Yes.
Here's Talkers Matt Patrick talking to Politico healthcare editor Joanne Kennan about some of the problems that the healthcare.gov website has had as the new healthcare act went into effect this week.
I hadn't heard from a single listener here in Houston, fourth largest city in America, that actually got all the way through one of the exchanges yesterday and actually was able to sign up for early enrollment. Lots of glitches. Tell me some of the good things that happened. We certainly have been covering the bad things. Anything good happen?
They were serious glitches, and they were all over the country, and it was, I mean, glitches seems like a mild word. It was a mess. I mean, it was extremely bumpy. Some people did get on in some states. Kentucky had a messy morning, and they ended up having a really strong afternoon. So, you know, if there's a sort of proof of concept that some of them can work, but, you know, we don't know. I don't know. You don't know. Is this a technical glitch they fix in a day, 2 days, or, you know, how serious is it? How complicated is it? And that's going to really shape how the public perceives Obamacare. On the other hand, you know, there clearly was a lot of response. You know, so all these months of people saying no one wants this thing, it's horrible, no, you know, it's going to flop. You know, millions of people tried to get on sites.
Well, I think that, Joanne, and I agree with you, I think the government should have been ready. Obviously, I think it was 2.8 million was one of the numbers that I saw people that were trying to get on. I mean, that's...
On the central federal site, and there are an additional state sites. So there was a strong turnout.
I think a lot of people were... I went on there. I mean, I have insurance through my employer, but I'm interested to see. I'm interested to compare. So I don't know if we can say that everybody that's trying to access these sites are necessarily trying to get insurance, but shouldn't they have been ready? I mean, shouldn't they have expected this?
To me, a million, if you've got 40 million uninsured, 48 million uninsured people approximately, you know, crashing at 1 million, you know, to me as a non-techie, it didn't seem like a lot of capacity. On the other hand, I think they were sort of looking at what they get at, like, Medicare.gov, and there are, the most they've ever had is 200,000. That's their absolute peak. So, you know, 2 million, 2.8 million overwhelm them. You know, I don't know if it was this. I mean, they're saying it was the turnout and the size. You know, none of us really know technically what's gone on behind the scenes and what the, you know, where the glitch was. It had to have been pretty extensive because it hit so many states.
Yeah, I agree.
So I do think that, I mean, I ended up coming away with a sense at the end of the day that both stories were true, that it was a messy, messy, messy technical, you know, not ready, and that there was also strong interest.
Talk host John McDonald here with reporter Joe Lawler. They discussed the confusion a lot of people have as the health care program went into effect as of the 1st of October this past Tuesday.
I do not look forward to it at all. I think it'll be most confusing, most unpleasant, and I wish I didn't have to go through it.
Well, you know, the naming convention is pretty interesting. You know, they started calling them exchanges,
yes.
And then within the last year or so, they changed the name to Marketplace.
Which sounds so friendly, yeah.
Added to the confusion. I mean, it is, in a way, you are shopping for insurance. So you are looking at a number of different plans, and so you'll be picking amongst, in Maine, will be two companies to choose from, and with those two companies, there will be a multitude of plans to choose from. So in that sense, it's kind of like shopping.
But I mean, how does the average person, first of all, we're now learning on a day-to-day basis that many of the selling points for the Affordable Care Act are no longer going to be the case. You will not be able to necessarily keep your own doctor, and it won't necessarily lower your cost of insurance.
Well, that's been the subject of much debate and many, you know, many studies, and I don't think anybody really, really knows. I mean, I've read studies both ways, and one thing to be careful of is the agenda of the person conducting the study. If they're supposed to have a certain agenda, then you can't really trust it.
Right.
What's adding to the confusion as well is whether or not whoever is buying the insurance on the marketplace is eligible for subsidies or not. That makes a dramatic difference in how much you will pay per month for your premiums. I mean, it'll cut them in half or more, depending upon whether you're eligible. Now, a lot of people will be eligible because they made it up to 400% of the federal poverty level.
What is the poverty level?
For a family of four, that's about $90,000.
family of two, that's about $60,000. So a lot of people will be affected. Now, it is on a sliding scale. So if you're, you know, if you say you make $40,000, your family makes $40,000, family of four, subsidies will be more generous than if you make $85,000.
That leaves us with number one, the government shutdown is in focus next year on The Countdown.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Are you ready for a natural disaster, a downturn in the economy, or inflation? Prepare yourself. Come to the Self-Reliance Expo at the National Western Complex this Friday and Saturday, October 4th and 5th. Learn about food and water storage, emergency power, shelters, and precious metals. Hands-on training like marksmanship, suturing classes, emergency shelters, backyard farming, and so much more. Activities for the whole family. Come to the Self-Reliance Expo at the National Western Complex this Friday and Saturday, October 4th and 5th. Tickets and schedules available at selfrelianceexpo.com.
Let's finish up the Talk Radio Countdown show for this hour. Doug Steffen with the number one item, the countdown focusing on the government shutdown from affiliate KSYO in Alexandria, Louisiana. Host Dave Gratian and Bob Madison talking to Senator David Bitter of Louisiana about the latest on this government shutdown.
Tell us about this craziness that's going on in Washington.
Well, really, it's a stalemate. I think the path forward is the normal path forward when you have a House bill and a Senate bill on a topic that are different. Mm-hmm. To appoint a conference committee, a limited number of people get in a room and work out some reasonable compromise. And to their credit, that's the last thing the House passed, said, let's go to a conference committee. But Harry Reid refuses to do that, and the president refuses to do that. So that's where we are.
Senator, we were talking earlier with some callers about the debt ceiling, and they said basically if you're going to vote for an increase in the debt ceiling, only appropriate enough money that has been committed already and not 1 cent more.
Yeah, well, that's essentially what I believe. I would put it a little bit differently, but it's the same basic idea, that we shouldn't increase the debt ceiling unless we're also passing a plan to deal with the underlying problem of spending and debt.
Which is what I said.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's the same basic idea. But if we're just going along our merry way and saying it's perfectly fine for 40% of everything we spend every year to be borrowed money, then time out.
Yeah.
I'm not for going along our merry way and making no reasonable changes. So we need to get on a path that's sustainable. You know, to me, it's sort of like you have a brother-in-law who has a big spending problem, and it says, look, I have the solution. I just need you to come down with me to the bank to get a 9th credit card.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. That's not a solution.
Yeah, exactly.
A solution is a spend-down plan. Now, maybe as part of that, I have to go down to the bank with them and sign some papers as part of a spend-down plan, but just getting the 9th credit card is not any solution.
Here's host Bill Vanko talking to Senator Ben Cardin of Maryland about the total failure of both houses of Congress to avoid the shutdown of government this week.
With all due respect, if the number one job of Congress is to protect the country and keep the institution of government operating, why should your constituents not consider this a colossal failure on the part of every person they've elected and sent to Washington?
It's going to hurt families who aren't going to get their paychecks or have the threat of not getting their paychecks on time. It's going to hurt our economy, particularly in Maryland. It's going to hurt and inconvenience a lot of people who expect the government services to be there for them, and it's going to waste a lot of taxpayer dollars. I couldn't argue with your conclusion, but let me say that it is clear that there's a small group, but an effective group of extremists in the House, Republicans, who are running the show there and are not allowing us to move forward with what we call regular order. When you don't get a budget done by October 1, you pass a continuing resolution. You don't try to use it as a way of hostage-taking to advance an extreme agenda. So we're going to work every day, and I can assure you that my first priority is to get government back operating, but we're not going to give in to these type of tactics.
If they keep their heels dug in, how long could this last?
I think, though, the point that you raised, the public disgust, the recognition that why we are in this situation, I think it will cause us to take action sooner rather than later. It is clear that the House of Representatives has a continuing resolution that came over from the Senate, which is in keeping with the normal procedures, and we expect that the pressure will grow to pass that continuing resolution.
Is there room for negotiation here, or would the very act of negotiating on health care reform open the door to something the White House thought was over and done?
It's not just the continuation of government. We have to pay our bills. That crisis that we would self-inflict will happen in the next week or two. We've got to move forward and move on. There's a place to talk about health care. It's called the normal legislative process. We did that a few years ago. We passed a bill. The Supreme Court upheld it. There's a way of modifying it. And a lot of us want to sit down and negotiate changes in health care, changes in the budget, changes in a lot of policy. But you don't do it with a gun at your head.
What's your message this morning to the federal workers who are kind of caught in the middle of all this?
You are an innocent victim here. This is unfair. It is absolutely going to cause a great deal of inconvenience, and I can tell you that I will continue to speak out on behalf of our federal workforce. And when this is over, I'm going to try to make sure that our federal workforce is held harmless, they get the pay, and that we treat them fairly.
The government shutdown, the most talked about item this week in the world of News Talk Radio. So let's go back from number 10 to number 1, the death of Tom Clancy, number 10. At number 9, what's happened in Syria this past week. The jury was out, now is back in on the Michael Jackson wrongful death trial. That's the number 8 item. Number 7, the road rage case in New York City. Financial market activities, number 6. Climate change, number 5. Iran, number 4. Capital shooting, number 3. The implementation of Obamacare, number 2. And the government shutdown, number 1 this week. On your weekly review, this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, copyright 2013, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob Kay, sound and recording.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.